Yesterday, now's the time for us to say.
Happy New Year. We might as well lay down.
Happy New Year, everybody! This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug. And Scott L. is not paying any attention whatsoever, is he?
No, he's not.
No. Hey, Scott L.
Yeah?
We're starting the show.
Oh,
nice. So, Happy New Year, Scott L. I see you're on the telephone.
Yeah, what a wonderful way to start the year off with a cold.
It turns out there's a number of people who are ill this year, the turn of the new year.
Yeah.
There's a number of people. Will was ill.
Yeah, I was sick on New Year's Day.
And he couldn't even, he went out, New Year's Eve, and then slept New Year's Day and then the next day. The entire, 48 hours he was asleep. And, of course, Jenny, Ghostly Talk website visitor Jenny 0503 or something.
Yeah.
She's out. Best wishes, Jenny. Get better soon. Alfie is sick. She's hopefully going to get better soon as well. I mean, this is just wild.
It's going around. It really is.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you're on the telephone, Scott, instead of in studio with us.
Well, I'm bummed. I wanted to be there today. First show of the year, and I'm stuck at home right now, and it really kind of bums me out, but I'm sure you guys will be fine. I can barely talk right now.
Oh, man. Well, I have a couple things that I'm going to talk about, a couple things, and then the rest of the show, though, is going to be, driven by whatever comes our way. So it'll be driven by either calls.
Everybody has to call in then and keep the show going today. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm getting off the phone because I can't talk anymore. It's killing me. I'll talk to everybody later.
Well, thanks, Scott L. I hope you enjoy my semi-loner show, okay?
See you guys later. Bye.
Have a good one. Thanks. So, yeah, that was Scott L. I'm Doug, of course. This is Ghostly Talk. We are live on Pioneer Radio. That's pioneer.rolo.net. We're live on Pioneer Radio Sunday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't like my levels, Will. Just a bump up a bit. And, no, I'm number two. Thank you. Ha! Now can everybody hear me? Happy New Year, as ABBA was singing to us. Yeah, that was a good choice, Will. Thank you.
Oh, I knew we'd piss Scott off.
It did make Scott go insane. Fortunately, here in the studio, we could just put our headphones on.
Right, right.
And then we didn't, Scott was going, blah, 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 but, with the headphones on, with him not in the mix.
We couldn't hear him.
Right. He complained for a good, 10 minutes during that 3-minute song. Yeah.
Right, right.
10 minutes worth of complaining in a 3-minute song. It was awesome. But, yes, Happy New Year, everyone. 2004 is going to bring a lot of cool stuff to Ghostly Talk, a lot of cool stuff to Michigan Ghostbusters, a lot of cool stuff, hopefully, to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got, for Ghostly Talk, for example, we've got guests. We have tons and tons of guests. It's totally awesome. I have to say, number one has got to be, of course, Aaron Donahue.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Donahue is coming on Ghostly Talk. He will be on Ghostly Talk, February 1st?
Yeah.
I think it is. And, of course, he's got lots. He's got announcements. Hopefully, he'll explain some more. I've been talking a lot about remote viewing with Vance, and I'll share. Vance is the guy at Trinity Science.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about, through email, though, so it's really slow. But I've been talking with him, and so we'll talk a little bit about remote viewing and stuff like that on this show, what I think I've learned and stuff like that. But hopefully, Aaron, of course, is the master. He's the single most accurate remote viewer.
He's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And of course he does I guess practice a little bit of remote viewing, but he's developed PAN, the practical application of non-historical data.
Yeah, that's it,
something like that, or non-historic numbers or something.
It's almost like a tongue twister,
Yeah, well, PAN also happens to be some demigod or something, isn't he? Yeah, the flutes and the looks like a goat kind of thing. Yeah. So, in case you're wondering, we've got a studio full of wonderful, wonderful people. We've got Bonnie in studio, although she swears she's not going to say anything. We're going to try and entice her to, we'll do something to at least make her laugh. See, there we go. Okay, and then we've got Kelly, of course, Kelly McLeod. Speaking of guests, Kelly McLeod's going to be on. She's going to be a guest on Ghostly Talk on January 25th. And that's going to be a special night. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. We've got her husband, Wayne, and we've got Will, of course, and myself. So, what do we have going on? We follow on Pioneer. We follow Ghost Tracker Radio. We proceed to Headroom. The Headroom. So, those are also good quality shows. Now, during the show, at any time, you can pick up your telephone, and you can call 1-888-520-1969, and you can talk to us. If I'm in the middle of a sentence, I'm not going to pick up right away, so you'll want it to ring, ring, ring. If it's busy, it's busy, and you'll have to call back, because there's one line into the studio. Put your cell phone down, girl. Give me a call. No, so anyway, I do want to talk about a couple things, though, before we go to phones and stuff. So let me get my cheat sheet. I typed up a little cheat sheet. First, I was running across the internet, as I often do, and I found this quote by Albert Einstein. I don't know if it's really Albert Einstein. It was on a web page, okay? And for some reason, you can't believe absolutely everything that you see on the internet. But this may or may not be a quote by Albert Einstein. I thought it was really amazing, and who it reminds me of course, is Aaron Donahue. So I want to read this for Aaron Donahue, okay? The human mind is not capable of grasping the universe. We are like a little child entering a huge library. The walls are covered to the ceilings with books in many different tongues. The child knows that someone must have written these books. It does not know who or how. It does not understand the languages in which they are written. But the child notes a definite plan in the arrangement of books, a mysterious order which it does not comprehend, but only dimly suspects. And that truly, truly just captures the essence, I think, of Aaron Donahue, because he hints at the master plan, the thing, like, for example, the Earth. You know, we've already doomed the Earth to its eventual destruction because of things that we've already done. You know, there's a plan there, and he hints at information systems such as Lucifer. You know, Lucifer is an unfortunate name for the progenitor right. of the human race, and you know, so he hints at Lucifer being just something we can not possibly comprehend, which I'm sure is similar to what people think of in their normal, you know, their popular religions. You know, what people would think of as their deities. You know, just these are things you just cannot at all comprehend, but you can know them. You can, like this child in Einstein's quote, you can walk into the library and see it. Whether you understand it or not is a completely different thing. And Aaron's doing a lot of hard work to try and get the next level of understanding and actually talk to the progenitor. So it'll be really interesting to have him on the show on February 1st.
Can't wait.
A lot of different things remind me of him, but this was just absolutely perfect. And I'm sure he'll know what I mean because it's well, Einstein. How can you go wrong? Just throw an Einstein quote out there. Who else is going to be on the show? Well, it turns out January 11th, we're going to have Nancy Miller Agron. And Nancy Miller Agron is an author. She's written books, and she's a psychic, that kind of thing. So she'll be... I'm very excited to talk to her.
She has astrology charts, too, doesn't she?
I don't know. She talks about the soul, healing the soul, that kind of thing.
I've read so many websites lately.
I know, which is right up Kelly's alley, so I thought that would be a really cool guest to have on. So Nancy Miller Agron's going to be on January 11th. January 15th, this is the only time I could get Bill Nell to come on the show. Now, January 15th is a Thursday.
So we're doing a special show.
So we're going to be doing a special show. Bill Nell, in case you don't know, and there's going to be people who don't pay attention, but... To bylines and things like that. But a lot of stuff, there's a lot of recent articles in the past 6 months by Bill Nell on paranormalnews.com. It's about things like Montauk, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's Tesla's, you know, work area base where he carved out tunnels and caves and things on Long Island, took an area of Long Island on the water and made a cave system, and that was where he was doing experiments and things for the government. They say, perhaps, mind control experiments. So it'll be really interesting to talk to Bill now, and so that's going to be about Montauk. He also has some pretty strong opinions. I think it was Bill Mell. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay, I'm just going to go out there on a limb and say I really think Bill Mell wrote this just amazing opinion statement that got on Paranormal News about, you know how the Sci-Fi Channel does, what was the first one they did with the UFO investigations?
World Trade Center 1?
No. There's like, Kenwick or something. The one in Pennsylvania. There was a...
Kecksburg
is England, isn't it?
No, Rendlesham was England.
Oh, Rendlesham was England? Okay, Kecksburg. So yeah, the Kecksburg UFO thing that Sci-Fi did, Bill now has some interesting opinions about that. So maybe, if he's willing, we'll try and get him to talk about the Sci-Fi Channel. I don't know.
That'd be really cool.
We'll find out. But that's going to be a special. It's going to be a special Ghostly Talk. It'll be on Thursday, January 15th. We're already cleared to go live, at least on our stream. I don't know if we'll be able to push any other shows out the way, but we will. We will be live and on our own little stream on a broadband stream. But we will be capturing, of course, and the show will be available in the archives. So we'll be cool with that. Bill, now I'm the one. Doug. I'm the one who tried to get Bill Mell on the show because he fascinates me, completely fascinates me. Look at this. Kecksburg, he's got opinions on Kecksburg. He's got we're talking Tesla, government experiments.
Mind control.
Perhaps mind control. That would have been, and his experiments would have been the beginnings of what is now HARP kind of thing, except for HARP is much more huge and controls like the weather and stuff. It's basically broadcasting energy into the air. Okay, whoa. The other things he talks about, of course, is the Philadelphia experiment.
Ooh.
You remember the ship?
Yeah.
Went away, came back, people in the, buried within the metal and stuff like that. Never happened.
Right.
Maybe.
Supposedly.
It's going to be awesome to have Bill Mell on the show. It's all I can say. And I'm the one. You can either blame me or thank me. I know I am, like, really, really, really looking forward to it. All right. How else can you... You just can't introduce Troy Taylor. There's no way. He's so huge. He is like this author of, what, 30 books? About hauntings and ghosts, and Troy Taylor is just humongous. He's going to come on to Ghostly Talk on January 18th.
Look at your notes, man.
Oh, I know. They're sitting here.
I knew that.
Yeah. Well, 15th was Bill Mell. So 18th is Troy Taylor. Troy Taylor is going to be talking to me and Scott L. and Will on January 18th. Oh, my gosh. This was totally awesome.
He is all over the internet.
He, of course, is the president of American Ghost Society, AGS, and, of course, the webmaster or the person behind prairieghosts.com. So Ghosts of the Prairie is how you say it, but when you type it in, it's prairieghosts.com. So, yeah, Troy Taylor. This is like, I don't know, you guys can't see me because this is radio, this isn't TV, but I'm like totally beaming.
You're like a
this is like,
kid.
Yeah, this is, it's like being a kid in a candy store, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Of course, Aaron Donahue on February, Aaron Donahue on February 1st, and then February 8th, are you ready for this? This is the one that totally, I'm speechless, I don't know what to say. Pat Fitzhugh. We're talking Bellwitch. His website is bellwitch.org. Bellwitch. We're talking Cape Fest. Cape Fest is this, it's a event that you go to. Cape Fest and Bellwitch, and he's just reprinted 25 copies of his books are out of print. The only way you can get them right now is ebook, right? except for one of them, they reprinted. 25 copies, I think, are left, or were reprinted, but it's a very limited printing.
Yeah, you gotta, like, order them right away.
Yeah, let me say, if you want an actual book by Pat Fitzhugh, you best get it now, because
it won't last.
They're gonna fly off the shelves. He's an amazing author, an amazing researcher, just incredible. And he goes around and he talks. He's a lecturer on all things paranormal.
I think you can only order those books off the web.
Right. You can only get them from his site, from what I understand. So bellwitch.org if you want one of his limited edition books.
Okay.
And that's going to be an honor. It's going to be like a privilege to talk to Pat Fitzhugh, because he's everything that I would have liked to have been. Okay? I mean, he took a case. He took a famous case, the Bell Witch case, and researched it thoroughly. He went through church documents. He went through, you know, all the documentation you could possibly find from the area around Adams, Tennessee. He took accounts from people, you know, he took their stories, he listened to them, he talked about this, he wrote books about it. He is a thorough researcher, and that is what I would have liked to have been. Instead, my path was a little different. My path came out to be, you know, okay, you're going to be an amateur ghost hunter and an amateur broadcaster. So, okay. And a computer nerd, yes.
But it works for you.
It does. Actually. We're going to actually get to talk to Diane Goodman Larson again.
Fascinating guest.
That's the lady from Atlantis. She's the Atlantis, you know, talks about Atlantis. She actually experienced Atlantis she was in a group kind of setting, and they were doing exercises, and she basically went into an altered state of consciousness, but she experienced with all the realism possible. I mean, this was real to her when she was experiencing it. She experienced the fall of Atlantis. She saw the people talking. She saw what was going on. She saw what they were doing. And then she saw, after the fall of Atlantis, she saw the water covering the continent. She saw this. That's what she told us last time on Ghostly Talk. I can't wait to hear what she has to say next. I mean, this is totally incredible. And, of course, you all know me. I'm, like, the biggest Edgar Casey fan in the universe, right? And Edgar Casey talked about Atlantis, too, and it's all there. I mean, it coincides.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like she, you know, just was going around and making these things up. These are things that I have read about somewhat independently, you know, and it just coincides. And she experienced Atlantis. So, you know, just Diane Goodman Larson. My gosh, we're going to get to talk to her again. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. And then here's one that I don't know that much about. I don't know that much about Edward M. Craft.
D.D.
I really don't. I know he's Wiccan.
I checked on his site briefly for a moment when I saw that we were going to have him as a guest.
Well, see, the thing is Scott L. booked him. Scott L. emailed him and said, hey, do you want me on our show? And Scott L. booked him, and so he knows a lot more about Edward Craft than I do. And it's just not somebody that I follow. However, I have a feeling it's going to be a really, really cool show, because talk about all of this. You know, I had a discussion. How far are we to the break? Oh,
about 2 minutes away.
I don't know if I can do it in 2 minutes, because I want to rant.
Come on.
you go. Here's the thing. We had a discussion about opening your mind, right? And it was here on Ghostly Talk, but then we, you know, continued in the chat room, and I thought about it in email. Opening your mind, just to be exposed to new experiences, to be exposed to new ideas, such as Aaron Donahue. I mean, Aaron Donahue, to me, with, you know, like, remote viewing's not that new of an experience, because I do remember the, you know, Ingo Swann with his exterior vision, right? And it became, you know, that was like the precursor to remote viewing, although people have been having out-of-body experiences and stuff like that, which is kind of related, but not really anymore. Kind of weird. It's really weird how remote viewing sort of fits in. But, you know, I mean, I knew about that, but the Luciferianism part, that's what gets us the email, okay? I fight with it constantly. Everyone's like, you must be a Luciferian. No, I'm not. But I'm trying to understand it.
Right?
Right? And opening your mind. This is going to be, to me, I'm going to open my mind and talk to Edward Craft and hopefully learn something, because that's what this show's about. That's what I'm about. I want to learn something. I want to try and understand something. I want to get it through my thick skull that there's more out there than I can think about. And that's what we'll be doing when we talk to Edward Kraft. If Scott L were here, he'd probably, you know, be like, oh my gosh, this is like so exciting, because, like, you know, he does this and that and the other thing, he'd know a lot more about him. I don't, but I am super, super excited to get to talk to him. It'll be opening my mind. So why not?
So shall we go to break?
Let's do that. Right. Let's go to break. I didn't rant as much as I wanted to, but I'm not going to. I'm going to try to keep it professional.
Don't go back.
No, hit the break. We'll be back. We'll talk about Killing the Clown in a bit.
For crying out loud.
Yeah?
What do you think aliens are?
Why talk to you about this kind of stuff? Aliens' responsibility is usually holding the truth back. That's trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Bye.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug. Scott L. is out ill for the evening, but I've got a studio full. The Haunted Basement Studios are full of excited people. We've been chatting through the break. And, of course, Ghostly Talk is live on Pioneer Radio, pioneer.rollo.net, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights for 2 hours. So 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday nights is when we're live. If you're hearing this at any other time, you're probably listening to a replay on either PioneerKSSX.com or other things like Moist FM and probably Torn Radio if they're up. So there's like ways to hear us at, you know, not live, but we are only live on Pioneer Radio, pioneer.rollo.net. Our website, of course, is ghostlytalk.com, ghostlytalk.com. Now, how easy is that? Go to our website, interact with the forums, read the journals.
Oh, no.
Yes. For example, today, in studio, we've got Miss Bonnie. She is the Just Say No to New Year's Resolution girl. That's Bonnie.
She's also the GC support host.
Yes. So we've got Bonnie in studio. We have Kelly McLeod in studio. We have her husband, Wayne. Will, of course, is here running the boards. So we've got lots of stuff going on tonight. Happy New Year, everybody. Okay? Now, if you're not already there, I want you to go to either ghostlytalk.com if you're a member of the site, or go to pioneer.rollo.net. And get in the chat room, because there's tons and tons of cool people in the chat rooms during the show, and they're talking and they're diving with us. For example, we have Alfie in the show tonight. We have Night Hunt. We have Scott K. Scott K. runs
StagehandTools.com.
Yes, StagehandTools.com. We have Spirit Stalker, who runs SpiritStalker.com, or is it Spirit Stalkers with an S? I'm unsure.
I'm not sure either.
Try them both. We've got Phobos, of course, and myself and Will are in the room. We're watching people talk about us, so it's a lot of fun. So you go to either our website, ghostlytalk.com, you go to pioneer.rollo.net, click on text chat, and get in. Or if you have any internet relay chat clients, such as MIRC or Perch or something like that, you go onto the Undernet network into Pound Pioneer Radio is the name of the channel. There's a pound sign, Pioneer Radio. So, but in MIRC chat rooms, or MIRC and IRC clients, you need to know that kind of stuff, I guess. So.
I have a little announcement to make.
That's why I was saying people go to the chat room, because there's evidently something going on in the chat room.
Well, Scott K. from StagehandTools.com, he wrote a program called Go Audio, and it's a audio queuing software which is excellent for people who do internet radio shows. Regardless of genre, it's just if you do music, you do sound effects, you want to have this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ghostly Talk is going to be using it very shortly. I've been playing with it.
I know you've been trying to learn that.
It.
You've been learning that software.
And we would be using it today. However, I was sick most of the week and on my days off, unfortunately. I could have missed work or anything. But I haven't had a chance to really get used to it yet. But it's wonderful software. It's normally $34.95. However, if you go into the chat room right now and talk to Scott K, message him personally, he's giving out 3 free copies tonight.
Oh, wow.
The first 3 people, and it's only good for tonight. You have to talk to him tonight.
Gotta be in the chat room.
Gotta be in the chat room, but you have to talk to him.
So this software, though, it lets you queue up all the different things that you play.
You build it all right there. You have those hotkeys where you can put in sound effects. You use F1, F2, F3. It's wonderful software. It's really easy to use.
Scott K rocks.
He does. And it's called Go Audio?
It's called Go Audio. If you go to stagehandtools.com, you can read all about it. And he's got everything on there.
And so it's for basically internet broadcasters like ourselves.
Right.
Cool. Or people who are putting together CD compilations or whatever that they need to cue the software and play it in a certain order. That's what it's for.
Right. It's a queuing software. It's wonderful.
Totally awesome. So, of course, when we use it, we're going to load it on that computer that you're at right now, right? And then it, of course, is plugged into our mixer board.
Right.
And then whenever we need a sound effect or whenever we need, you know, the little breaks that we have played, it just does it. You push one button instead of...
Push one button.
finding the right thing and then double clicking on it and stuff like that that you're doing now.
You just click on the set and hit play. That's it. You're done.
Too cool. Too cool. So, if you want free software, Go Audio.
Free working software.
Free working software written by Scott K of Stage Hand Tools. Get into the chat room and say, hey, Scott K, I heard if I'm one of three, I'm going to get a key to unlock this software. So, too awesome. Way to go, Scott K. Scott K, by the way, is also the one who wrote the cool Ghostly Talk theme song.
And he also wrote the one for W Paranormal.
Yes, I heard that as well, the W Paranormal theme song. The intro song.
Brilliant musician also.
Yeah, he's a musician, he's a lighting specialist. If it has to do with audio video, he is there. He does it. It's part of what he does. So, and if you haven't ever been to stagehandtools.com, you've got to get there and check out all the cool stuff he's got. I know I used like a little pouch from Stagehand Tools, and we've given away stuff from Stagehand Tools. So.
I have the gloves.
Yeah.
They're great for summer, great for winter. They keep your hands warm. They keep them cool. They're wonderful.
Awesome. So, cool stuff. So, yeah, head over to the chat rooms. We are live in the chat rooms during live broadcasts. And I'm often in the chat room even not during live broadcasts. So, if you want to hang with us, visit the Pound Pioneer Radio chat room whenever you get a chance. I want to talk a little bit about, specifically about an upcoming event that we're having on Ghostly Talk. We're having, and I even made a little button for it on our website, called A Night with a Medium. Now, what's really interesting, I'm just going to read you what I wrote, because when I was inspired, okay? Here we go. Kelly McLeod is a psychic medium. She receives messages from those who have passed on and brings them to loved ones here on our plane of existence. I've seen her work. The process seems rather like we see John Edward doing, but with a style and flair that's uniquely hers. She's a working medium. She has clients that either meet with her or talk to her on the phone for their sessions. Remember that this show you're listening to right now is Ghostly Talk. Here we talk about ghosts, ghost hunting, and the paranormal. But on January 25th, 2004... we'll have a very special Ghostly Talk because we will have ghosts talking to us through Kelly. Kelly McLeod will be here taking your phone calls on Ghostly Talk's toll-free line. She'll attempt to connect with your loved ones on the other side and bring messages to you from them. If you haven't told your friends, family, and coworkers about Ghostly Talk yet, hook up with them before January 25th and show them how to listen to our internet radio program. All they have to do is download and install a standard MP3 player such as Winamp or Freeamp onto their, well, Freeamp is actually now called Zimp, Z-I-N-F, so, yeah, I was just typing, onto their computer. Then your friends and family will be able to enjoy the rich programming available at sites such as Shoutcast.com, and of course, they'll be able to listen to Ghostly Talk. Not only will you be helping them open up to the not only will you be able to help them open up to the world of internet radio, but you will be affording them the opportunity to hear psychic medium Kelly McLeod connect with people's loved ones on the other side. That's what I wrote about it, right? But what I have to say about it is I certainly have seen her work. I went to the Holly Hotel. I didn't participate in any of the sessions. I wasn't in on them, but I heard people talking about them. And, of course, at the Holly Hotel, that was the week of... Do you remember we talked about it on Ghostly Talk? That was the week of Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Or, I'm sorry, the week of Halloween. And we were there. Actual, real paranormal events happened around me and even to me. Okay? So I had a really, really good week that week because of those paranormal events. And because of the people who were there. Now, you know, there were the customers, or I don't know if they're customers, they're sitters. Sitters. You know, people sitting in on the seance. There was the most of the staff of the restaurant was absolutely phenomenal. And there was, Sherry was there. That was like the absolute best thing in the entire universe, because Sherry rocks, that's all I have to say. You know, and
so much fun to hang out with.
She was totally awesome. If there's any possible way to do other things with Sherry, I want to do it, because she's totally hit my button. I just totally love her. So,
We're going to get her on the show eventually, too.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so, because she's a font of information. I mean, she knows... She's a candle lady. She does candles, right? She knows candles. She knows aromatherapy. She knows, you know, the scents. She knows a lot of stuff about earth magic and things like that, because she's also Wiccan, right? Is she Wiccan or pagan? Oh, I'm sorry. She's pagan. But she knows about how the earth works and the powers of the earth and the moon. And so she's really, she's got it all going on. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from her. I want to get her on the show if we possibly can. So, yeah, January 25th. Can you even imagine this? It's not really like an internet first, I don't think, because I'm sure that other things have had psychics on. But it's not like Kelly, because I've seen Kelly work. I've seen her do her thing, and it's just amazing. It's amazing. The people, there was one night, people came out of the seance at the Holly Hotel crying. I mean, sometimes it's touching. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's very, very serious. But it's always what you need to know. It's always what you need to hear. So, uh-oh. What? Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. It's, like, so unexpected, too, sometimes. Because Kelly happened to be over last night. They came over and picked up a CD. And my mom was there, and Kelly was there, and she was telling her about the casino things, right? And my grandfather just popped through and gave a message to Kelly to pass on to my mom. Was that cool or what? I mean, it's just amazing. And so it just happens, and it's going to happen here on Ghostly Talk. So we're going to actually hear from ghosts on January 25th on Ghostly Talk.
Like that, it likes to scare you from time to time.
I have a message for you, and you're like, oh
when
you're
not expecting it. You sit down at her house, and she describes her grandmother to the tea, and then tells you things about your childhood that you don't even remember. God love you, Kelly.
Or you don't want to remember?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, she was talking about a birthday party of mine when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember it, but the way she described me, that's how I looked.
Awesome. So that's gonna be a special Ghostly Talk, a really, truly special Ghostly Talk. We're going to be taking callers. It's the same rules. Same rules. If you dial our 800 number, well, it's an 888 number. So if you dial 888-520-1969, and if it starts ringing, you hang on, because you are next. There's one line into the haunted basement. So. Oh, really? Oh, that's so cool. Hey, you're a little bit older than my brother. My brother was born, what, March 6th, 1969. I'm, of course, older than both of you. Now, no, I try to act very, very dynamic and young and fresh.
I am younger than all of you.
Oh, shut up. Combined. Yeah. Right. So yeah, the 1969, yeah, cool. 520-1969, it's a toll free 888 number. You call that. If you get it to ring, you hang on, because you are next. You're the one who's going to be answered. And we answer the phone just when we see it ringing, because we only see the little light flashing. So we might be in the middle of a sentence. You may have to wait for that. Just let it ring. If it's busy, that means somebody's already calling in, and you just try again. Because there's one line, there's no screener, you're just on right when we answer. We want, I really predict that lots of people are going to be calling, trying to get, you know, Kelly to connect with their loved ones on the other side and pass messages.
Oh, they absolutely should, because she's wonderful.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. So.
Wait, where and when do I sign the checks and
No, you don't do that. That's the thing, is it's actually kind of the reverse, because I was actually considering about 2 years ago when Ghostly Talk had first started, I was thinking, you know, how can we get a psychic on? And of course, even at that time, we couldn't actually have her take calls, because, you know, the phone line's only 1 year old. We've only been able to take calls for a year. So this was between a year and 2 years ago, and I'm like, how can we get a psychic on? And I talked with Scott L. about it for quite a while. How can we get a psychic to do reading for us? on the air. And the only thing that we could think is we'd have to pay a psychic, you know, the like party fee or whatever, and say, you know, come into the studio and do it. Oh, speaking of the haunted haunted hotline, let me take this call. You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hey, I was wondering.
Yes, what were you wondering?
This is Mike in Providence.
Hey, Mike in Providence. Hey, wait, you run a website, don't you?
Yes.
You run HoraceandSeth.com?
Yes.
That's where I'd heard of you from. Okay. I had to put it together after last week because you didn't plug your own website. You need to.
Well, here's my question.
Okay.
I have some papyri that I'm having a difficult time reading.
Okay.
Do you think, and this is problematic because it involves language problems, but do you think that there might be a way I could find a medium who could channel somebody who might know more than I do?
Well, that's something I'd have to ask Kelly. Kelly, are there people who do that?
I channel.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can hear her from over there, but Kelly says that she channels.
Okay.
And could you channel somebody who could read a foreign language? Does that work that way? I don't know how it works.
There have been people that do that. However, usually it's somebody who is a trans channeler.
Okay.
That goes deeper. I could do some research, and I could find somebody that will go deep enough into trans that they can read or, you know, speak in a foreign language.
Oh, okay. Well, did you hear that, or shall I read?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Answered my question. I don't know very much about how mediums work.
Right. Well, I didn't either, so this is a learning opportunity for both of us. Evidently, there are trans channelers who go deep enough, who can connect with the spirit, you know, on the other side, or have the spirit, you know, get into them deep enough to where they can actually talk foreign languages or read, languages, that kind of thing. You'd have to get the right spirit, though. Is there ways to do that? You'd have to get the right combination, wouldn't you? The right time, you know, they'd have had to have been alive at the right time, that kind of thing.
Right, and then also depending on the actual spirit, the entity, you also could possibly get one that could be a high enough in level that instead of actually knowing the language, they would understand it.
Oh, and tell you what it means.
Right.
Okay. Or you can get a high enough entity, one that's been around long enough, who would be able to just instantly understand what it says without actually doing a direct translation and tell you the meaning of what it says. So there's those two different ways of getting that thing, you know, knowing what that says.
If you can email me some information, then I can kind of figure out where to go from there, and I'd be, you know, happy to correspond with you on that to see if I can find somebody or figure out exactly what you need in order to get the information that you're seeking.
Yeah, Kelly's offered, if you can email her, so what you do is you go to enchantedsoul.com, and there's links up on our website to enchantedsoul.com. So go to enchantedsoul.com, email Kelly, and then she'll do research trying to find the right person who can do that kind of thing and either get you in touch or get the information that you need so that we'll know how to proceed on that.
Okay, great.
Is that cool or what?
Definite proof would you come up with that.
It would be fascinating, and that would be a really cool experiment to find out. So let me know. Let us know the results, because I, you know, and Kelly, you can keep me informed from your end, and of course Mike, you can let us know either by calling in or emailing and stuff like that. But I want to follow up on that if possible and know what happens.
Great, thanks.
Okay, are you gonna be listening on January 25th when Kelly's doing readings?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Every week.
Do you think you'll be scared? I mean, I don't know what the public reaction is, because I've just been so excited about it that I haven't asked anybody. So I thought I'd ask. Is it like a scary thing or is it a fun thing? What kind of event?
It's exciting. It's like watching an experiment in action.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
It's like watching an experiment in action. So cool. That's what we want. All right. Thank you so much, Mike from Providence. Oh, HoraceandSeth.com. How's that? I plugged you. So there we go. Totally cool. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate that. There's other things I want to talk about. How much time do we have before the next... Oh, 3 minutes?
Right.
Not enough time.
We'll just go to break now.
Aw, man.
We can sit here and talk about Kelly for another 3 minutes.
I'm sure we could. Actually, you know what? We can. Let's talk for the next 3 minutes. Now I want to tell you another thing that's coming up for us in 2004, because we started off the show, remember, with ABBA singing Happy New Year, right? And then we went through the guests that we'll be having, and about January 25th, and when Kelly's going to be actually on the show doing her thing for callers. We're talking about things coming up in the new year. One of the things coming up in 2004 is the Ghostly Talk crew and some of the, as well as the Michigan Ghostbuster crew, we're going to go to England.
We're going to finally see what Phobos looks like.
We're going to see what Phobos looks like. And we're going to try and take a picture of him, too, if at all possible, and put it up on the website. Although I have a feeling that he's a masked man.
I think it is.
It's going to be a lot like the Lone Ranger, because we're going to, you know, we'll be taking these pictures and they'll just come out and they'll have masks on him and stuff like that, because he's just that mysterious.
I think he's a lot like the Wizard on The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, behind the curtain and stuff? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just out of reach or just out of eyeshot. So, it's going to be totally cool. You're going early, yes. Kelly, right? You're going early. You're going to
I'm going to Arthur Findlay College, which is the most well-known, famous college in the world for metaphysical studies and psychic science.
That is true.
So I'm going to spend a full week as a working medium, but I'm going to spend a week with one of Britain's top psychic mediums, fine-tuning and polishing my skills. So
medium boot camp.
They call it spiritual boot camp.
Spiritual boot camp. I mean, that's the first thing I thought of, and I said it to you, and then you said, that's what the introduction of one of the books you had read said they called it. Yeah.
12 hours a day. Of course, you do have to break for tea, like, 6 times a day.
See, if it were Mexico, you'd break for a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, depends.
Yes, but yes.
In case you didn't know, we are in the chat room. We're in, the Pound Pioneer Radio chat room. So we monitor the chat room during the live shows. And we were talking just about Phobos and taking a photo of him. He says he doesn't cast a reflection, so it will need to be a direct photo. I believe it. So we're going to find out. All right, you said Arthur Findlay College.
Yep.
12 hours a day.
12 hours a day doing group or audience demonstration, as well as six private readings a day, working with, from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, just fine-tuning and polishing skills so I can come back here and be known as one of, there's a lot of good mediums. I just want to be the best that I can be.
Excellent.
And then everybody flies over and joins me?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You're going there for a week, and then after that week is done, you will have graduated spiritual boot camp, and we're all going to join you that day, or the next day, I don't know if it's whatever day.
Okay.
The same day that you graduate from this class you're taking, we're going to join you in England, and we're going to stay there for a week, and then you guys are staying, you're staying there for an extra week after that, right?
We'll probably only stay 1 week.
Oh, okay, so you'll be total 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we need to rent a teeny little itty-bitty car. But, no, so cool. So you're going to be in camp for 1 week, and then the next week, we're all joining you, and we're just going to drive around England and look at all the haunted stuff, right?
Right.
Totally awesome. And we're going to try and meet Phobos as well. What? Oh, yeah. That's one of the things that we want to do. We do want to go to Stonehenge. We want to see Stonehenge. So we want to try and get the permission. Evidently, if you have special permission, you can go to it early or something without a million people.
Hint. hint, wink, hint.
Yes, Phobos, can you ring up Elizabeth and ask her if we can go?
Phobos, we would love you forever.
If we can go to Stonehenge early. Anyway, with that, we're going to take a break.
I need to give you a massage.
I will. An absolute free massage.
And then after that, we're going to talk about internet radio just a little bit, I think. So for now, we're going to break. See you on the other side.
Hosted by certified paranormal investigators Rod and Bob. Sunday nights at midnight, only on Pirate Radio. For more information, visit us at wparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Tamara Thorne, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk with the host of Ghostbusting, Scott Allen Dunn.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and top 3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com.
That's www.MrOlaf.com.
Videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
This is Fat Jesus, the lead singer of the band Zero Recourse, and when I have a rhythm on a Sunday, I will check out the world through the eyes and ears of my boys and girls.
Thank you.
We lost Kelly. Kelly had to go. She had to go and do, you know, running stuff and things like that, because it is snowing here. Thought I'd give you a nice little Michigan weather report, because we are in the Haunted Basin Studios in Fraser, Michigan, and just north of Detroit, and it is snowing like a snow machine out there. It is.
I'll just say it snow like a bitch, man.
Well, how could it snow like me?
It's snowing like crazy, and
Is it cold-hearted? I don't know. I'm just kidding. We love you.
I'm losing control.
Love you too.
So what happens is it's snowing and snowing and snowing. It's going to be what between 4 and 6 inches here, and downriver it'll be what, 6 to 8 inches, something like that.
Yeah.
I might have the numbers wrong,
but
you
guys are getting like 3 to 5, and I'm getting 6 to 9.
Well,
you got a shovel tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I have family.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Kid loves me.
Tell him you've moved into the Haunted Basement Studios. And you need the driveway shoveled out. Yeah.
I'll drive up.
He'll love it. So, yeah, we're going to be snowing in the... Or snowing. We're going to be shoveling in the morning, and yuck. But, yeah, this is the first big blast of winter. I mean, we had little threatening things so far, but this was the big one.
Yeah, we were supposed to get like 6 inches one day, and then we got like a half an inch.
Yeah, it wasn't much, and it like went away pretty much right away with the weather. But this might be fairly permanent until the, you know, through the season anyway. So it's snowing here. Now, I want to talk about internet radio. I was in the chat room, because I do go in the chat room every so often, and I was in the chat room. Uh-oh, wait. Bobo sent a message for me. Let me find out what it is.
It's been there forever.
Oh, it has? It's probably like, you can go on the air now. Let me see. I don't know what happened to that. Oh, well, so the show's in my adverts. Headroom's first repeat could be moved to Saturday. Yeah. Okay. This is about the show that we're trying to put on after Ghostly Talk. We're trying to get them, but I haven't talked to Jay in a while. I got to get back on my email. Okay, here's the thing. Internet radio, I was in the chat room, and this lady pops in, and she says, I wanted to talk to you guys about doing an internet radio show. And, of course, we get a lot of that. I mean, how much of that don't we get? Everyone's like, oh, I want to do a radio show, too. I want to do a radio show, too. And out of that, you know, lots have happened. I mean, there's, like, Ghost Tracker Radio, although they didn't ask us about it. They just went ahead and did it. There's WPAR, another one. They just, like, went ahead and did it. So there's these people, you know, doing all these wonderful shows. But, you know, based on, like, the number of people we get saying, I want to do a radio show versus the number that actually come up, it's, you know, quite a difference there. But what happens is, a lot of people come in, I want to do a radio show. Well, this lady was different. This lady was different. She has an existing radio show. She was on a 10,000-watt station in Alaska. Now and then she moved. So now she's on a 1,000-watt station somewhere in the northeast, you know, continental U.S. So she's like, I want to go on the internet now to get, you know, more listeners. Which is interesting, and we're helping her. We're doing the best we can. We're talking to her. We're trying to get her, you know, the right software, the right, you know, like, oh, as a matter of fact, what she needs is she's going to need a mixer board and that Go Audio software. But what happens is we were talking to her. We got her some software. We got her, you know, a list of things to get. You know, a couple of microphones, a microphone mixer. She does a call-in show, so she's going to need a telephone line. She'll need a computer with a sound card, and she'll need, you know, cable or DSL or something like that. So we gave her the list of things that she needs. She's going through, and she's getting them, and she's talking to us back and forth. But what I did is I reflected, of course, since then. I've reflected on the state of internet radio and the state of radio in general. For example, this terrestrial radio. Radio over the airwaves, okay, not internet radio, but terrestrial radio. That's in a state of upheaval. I don't know what happened, but for years and years and years, everything was all wonderful. Everything was cool. I knew exactly what I wanted to hear. Everything was absolutely fairly stable. I really liked it. And then last year, Art Bell retired, and everything went all to heck. And I don't mean coast to coast. Coast to coast now is, you know, of course it's, you know, they changed it from Art Bell Show to Coast to Coast or whatever they did, or maybe it was called Coast to Coast, but everybody called it the Art Bell Show. I don't know. But anyway, Coast to Coast is fairly stable. I mean, sure, there's, like, upheaval with the host and stuff, but still, Coast to Coast is Coast to Coast, and it's always on, it's wonderful, but they yanked Dreamland off the air, Whitley Strieber's show, and they've been doing this with other shows as well. Like, we had a local show here on AM 800 CKLW called Ye Old English Astrologer with Leslie Naden. What a popular show.
Was that that one that we were driving back and we heard, like, the last, like, half hour of the last show?
Exactly. That's the one that you... We were in the car, and I was totally shocked that they were taking it off the air. And I told you, and it's so true, that was an immensely popular show. She'd been doing it for, like, what, 10 or 12 years? She'd been doing it for years. And then they just, like, up and yanked it off the air. And I was in shock. People would have to, like, people would call in, and they would call and call and call. Like, here in the Haunted Basement Studios, you know we've got one phone line. If you call and it's busy, you know someone else has got through, you know. If it calls and it rings, you know to hang on, because, you know, you're next, right? Well, that was done through AM800CKLW. That's a radio station with those call processor things that, you know, put you on hold, and when you're on hold, you can hear the show, and things like that, you know, the fancy stuff, like on Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero, but, you know, I've called into that show, you know, I love Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero, awesome, but, you know, they've got the professional call processors and things like that. It's not just a phone line into a basement, and they would call in, and they would be on hold. Sometimes they'd be on hold so long that they'd come on after the show and say, I'm sorry, the show's over, you'll have to call next week. Because there were so many people calling into the show trying to get on to get an astrology reading from Leslie Naden, you know, and it was just immensely popular.
She had the ratings.
She had ratings, and they dropped her. They just kicked her to the curb. And
the thing is with that, you never know, like, management changes and things like that. They want to take the station a different direction.
Well, AM 800 CKLW is a humongous station. Sure, it's Canadian.
Right.
You know, we're here in the Detroit area, so fortunately, we get the Canadian, you know, winter stations as well. Otherwise, we wouldn't get to hear any paranormal broadcasting. Right. Is there any paranormal broadcasting on any... U.S. station around here in our market?
I know that Phenomenews,
yeah,
had their own show for a short period of time. It was like an hour, like one day a week. But I don't think that they're still doing that.
Yeah.
Either they're not doing it at all anymore, or they got dropped. I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it when I was going through, like, on-air listings.
Well, I'll have to look and see if Phenomenes is still doing their show, because find out where they are and stuff like that. But I don't think there's any, other than perhaps Phenomenes, I don't think there's any other paranormal shows in the Detroit market except for on a Canadian station.
I can't think of any.
Unless I've just been really unlucky.
I listen to AM radio all the time, so.
Mm-hmm. I listen to AM, I listen to FM sometimes, but pretty much only talk radio. It's rare. Sometimes I get in the mood for music radio, but, oh, do you know, I actually heard this one station. Oh, my gosh. I was in the mood for music, switched it over to FM. Some FM station was playing music. They had the audacity to use this. Are you ready for this? This is just absolutely hilarious to me, because I was physically laughing and holding my sides, okay? Their advert between a couple of songs was... More music, less talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It still tickles my funny bone. Because more music, less talk. And I'm a talk radio addict, right? And a talk radio host, you know. But I'm a talk radio addict. And to hear that little, like, one-liner that's there... Like station, or, you know, station cliche or whatever.
I think every music. Sorry.
Oh, bless you. Oh, a cough.
Yeah, I'm still getting over it. Yeah.
Every station does play that.
They do? Oh, they're. You're kidding.
Every station I have ever listened to has a little quick commercial that they pop in that says.
Doo doo doo.
Less talk, more music, or, you know.
Yeah.
A half hour rock block, and. 45 minutes of it is talking.
I thought that was very, very hilarious when I heard it. But they, yeah, and that was just like 2 or 3 months ago I heard that. And I was laughing so hard. But yeah, more music, less talk. And anyway, so I listen to talk radio. And I listen to news radio. Right. And I don't know of any paranormal stuff other than what's on AM800CKLW. It would be interesting. If anybody is affiliated with any station in the Detroit market, now remember, we're not in the Ann Arbor market, we're not in the Lansing market, we're not in Grand Rapids market, we're in the Detroit market. So we get stations in basically, you know, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, St. Clair counties. Well, not all the way up to the top of St. Clair County, but, you know, in that general market is where I am. It's a Detroit market. It's a rather large market because it is a radio market, and, of course, in actual radio, they keep track of all that stuff. And that's how you set your advertising rates and things like that. And it's a decent market to be in. In this market, there's very little paranormal stuff. So I just looked on AM800CKLW, and they kicked Leslie Nadin to the curb. They kicked Dreamland to the curb. They've done other things. They've done other things, and I wrote some down. And this is national. This one's national. And this one, I couldn't believe it. Dr. Gabe Merkin and his lovely wife, Diana.
I'm sorry, that look was too much.
I tried anyway. Dr. Gabe Merkin and his lovely wife, Diana, they were just absolutely, totally humongous, nationally syndicated, probably internationally syndicated show about health and nutrition and things like that. Gone. Completely gone. They took them off. And that wasn't just AM800CKLW. They kicked him to the curb. They kicked Leslie Nadin. They also took the fellow. He did a restaurant review or a food critic review kind of thing. He's the owner of Tunnel Barbecue. What was his name? George? I'm not going to think of it. It's been about 6 or 7 months since they kicked his show to the curb. The food critic show kicked his show to the curb. These national. Those are two local shows, two huge shows, right? Okay. Kick to the curb. The Dreamland and Gabe Merkin, gone. Those are national shows. The smaller shows, Leslie Nadin and the Food Critic, gone. But those are smaller shows. They're really mixing it up. And they're messing with my schedules, right?
Maybe it's a conspiracy against you, Doug.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask some of my conspiracy theory experts. But anyway, that's how terrestrial radio is.
Right.
It's this big mishmash. It's pretty much run by corporations, you know, and they look at numbers, and sometimes they're blind to them because Leslie Nadin's show, I'm sorry, that was hugely popular in our local market. And that's the Detroit market I'm talking about. But they look at these numbers, they interpret them, they make these decisions, bad or good, but lately they've all been bad decisions.
Right.
Okay? Then we've got internet radio. You can't cancel Ghostly Talk.
Thank God.
I'm so glad you're here, Bonnie.
My Sunday nights would be ruined.
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for that. But no. You can't cancel Ghostly Talk because it's Scott Ellen, myself, and Will. And when she's better, hopefully, or when she gets better, and hopefully soon, Karma. So it's us in our basement streaming to you through the magic of the internet, right? The magical technology of the internet. Ooh. and you can't cancel us. Sure, we can quit doing the show because it is just us. We don't have contracts. We don't have anything. But we're probably not going to do that.
I would hunt you down.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know where the haunted basement is.
I know where you are.
but you can't cancel internet radio. You just can't do it. It's impossible. So you can't cancel us, right? We can change our schedule to whatever pleases us. You know, it's all about us. And I really like that part, you know. But at the same time, there's a lot of problems with internet radio still. Do you know what I hear mostly? Because I get email, you know. I get email lots of it. And I hear people talking, and I'm in the chat rooms and things like that. You know what I hear mostly? I don't know how to listen to internet radio.
How hard is it?
Well, that's the thing, and I'm going to tell you right now how easy it is. I'm going to tell everybody right now how easy it is to listen to internet radio, although you guys are not the ones who need to hear it. So what I want you to do, I want you to take this knowledge, I want you to take what I'm going to tell you to your friends' houses, to your family's houses, to your co-workers' houses. I want you to take this knowledge over to everybody that you know and tell them how easy it is to listen to internet radio. Open up their minds as well. Why not? And here's what you do. You go to winamp.com, download it, install it. Or, if you want choices, because the internet and internet radio is all about choices, you can go to zins.org. So, there's two completely free internet radio players. They're also the leading MP3 players. You can go to sonique.com. S-O-N-I-Q-U-E. Sonique.com. It's my third favorite MP3 player. You can play Ghostly Talk through Sonique. You can even use very, very recent, can't be old copies. It's got to be a recent copy of Windows Media Player, though it's not as easy to use. There's things wrong with Windows
Media. I don't recommend it.
I highly disrecommend it. Yeah, I anti-recommend it. But it can be done. So, download and install Winamp, or download and install Zint, or download and install Sonique. You're done. Then all you do, you go to ghostlytalk.com, click on my link. Go to shoutcast.com, click on any of those links. And you can hear any of the streaming internet shows that are on. I mean, is that really that hard?
Sometimes it's not even that difficult. I downloaded nothing on my computer.
Right,
it came with my computer.
Yeah, it was already on yours.
And most new computers nowadays will have one on it.
Yeah, some kind of MP3 player that's capable of playing a playlist file. That's all that's needed.
So it couldn't have been easier for a computer dummy like me.
So, I mean... That's not an excuse anymore. That's what I'm saying. It's not an excuse. I don't know how to listen to MP3, or I don't know how to listen to internet radio. It's not an excuse anymore. So what I want everybody to do, go to your friends, go to your family, go to your coworkers, tell them about not just Ghostly Talk, but internet radio in general. Because the hardest thing, and here's what I said earlier, there are problems with internet radio. The biggest problem is getting listeners. It is really difficult.
Unless you have people like Aaron Donahue on your show, right, Doug?
Well, of course, that helps a lot. Yes. But that's not what I mean. I mean, Ghostly Talk's been around for 2 years. It's going on 2 years next month. Okay? And the anniversary party is in March.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the WPAR folks had better be there. And Scott Kay of StagehandTools.com, you better be there.
Phobos fly out.
And yes. Phobos better be there. Anyway, so 2 years.
Everyone that comes from out of state gets a free massage. There you go.
Oh, ooh. I wonder if I have time to move. Anyway, so what happens is that Ghostly Talk's been around for 2 years. That's a long time in internet radio because internet radio, there's others that have been around longer, not necessarily paranormal internet talk shows,
right.
But there are other shows that have been around longer and other stations that have been around longer. There's, you know, so internet radio's basically in its infancy. The problem with internet radio is getting listeners. And that's one of the biggest problems, I should say. And Ghostly Talk, the very first Ghostly Talk streamed out to two people sitting in front of one computer. That was it. My friends Dan and Nisa listened to the very first Ghostly Talk. They were the only ones. And we didn't capture an archive of it. We had to redo it the next week. And when we redid it, we redid it to more of our friends. You know. Now, of course, we get literally hundreds or thousands of live listeners, and then literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of downloads of the archive. I mean, just amazing to look at the stats, you know. So, yeah, 2 years has done us very well. Would we still be doing Ghostly Talk if we only had a handful of listeners? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, you're not even kidding. I have learned so much doing Ghostly Talk. I have gotten to talk to the coolest people doing Ghostly Talk. I have, you know, been emailed by and conversed with in the chat room. Fascinating people. I'd still be doing it. It's awesome. But getting listeners, and that's what I was thinking when that lady popped into the chat room and said, you know, I want to do an internet radio show. And she's an existing, you know, radio personality. She was on a, you know, a very powerful station in Alaska, and then on a lesser powerful but still probably influential station in, and these are real terrestrial stations, in the Northeast United, continental United States. And I'm thinking, how is she going to get listeners? If I had to start Ghostly Talk right now, like if I, the WPAR folks, W Paranormal, by the way, is an awesome radio show that's on Pioneer, and it's on at midnight tonight. It's on every Sunday night at, you know, month at midnight, when, Eastern time. When Sunday turns into Monday, W Paranormal is there. And they're really gutsy for starting up their show. How would you get listeners? I mean, what would you do to get listeners right now?
You got to try to get on a radio station. Get another station to broadcast you. So then you have, you know, there's already listeners that are listening to that station, you know, quite a bit of the time.
Right, like if you can, show. Well, you mean like if you're doing a paranormal talk show or any kind of paranormal show or anything that would be of interest to paranormal people, you'd want to get on something like Pioneer or not even so much Radio New York International, because they're more general, but Radio New York International has you know, paranormal shows. They replay, for example, WPAR, they replay the Resmerized program, they replayed Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie. So they've got, you know, the paranormal shows within there, but they're more general. They have a lot of other things as well. But Pioneer, for example, is all paranormal.
Right.
Okay, I can see if this lady comes to Pioneer and says, look, Pioneer, okay, I know that you are a paranormal radio thing, right? Network, and you've got you play paranormal radio shows. I would like to put my show, because hers is about hypnotism and things like that, spirituality and hypnotism and things like that. So I want to be a Pioneer. Well, that's not a problem. All right, we'll shuffle something around and get you on.
Right.
You know, pray. We've got a new show, and she'll have basically some instant listeners.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
But not that many. It's not like being on real radio.
You gotta have a website. You gotta be Google-botted. That's like the most important thing, being Google by.
Yeah, if you're in Google, yeah, you win.
Right. You have to have people with really big mouths that work with 1,000 people too.
That's true. That's true also.
Yeah,
you got to spread the word somehow.
Yeah, you've got to spread the word, but you've got to build up basically a clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a hairdresser or a lawyer or, you know, different things. You've got to build up a listenership. Because it just doesn't happen. Now, with radio, you know, people are in their cars and they're flipping channels, and if they hear a voice they like or if they hear a song they like, they'll listen.
Right.
That's it. You've got a captive audience.
Right.
In there. Or if people are stuck in the office and they've got an office radio, they'll listen, you know. And they'll listen to whatever kind of stuff you put on, because they're a captive audience.
Right.
And so real radio is a lot different, I think, than internet radio in that respect. I mean, you really do have to build up a listener base. And you've got to keep it, which I'm sure this show is, like, totally throwing everybody out. Like, I ain't listening to this crap. Click.
I'm here.
But no. But, I mean, this does affect me. That's why I'm talking about it on Ghostly Talk. It affects me because I just wonder how these people do it. How would you think? Why would you think, coming into the market, you know, I want to be on an internet radio show. It's hard to build up a listenership. It's really difficult, and people are willing to do that.
But perhaps the people that are doing it now are doing it for the same reasons that you did. Not because you want to have a large listenership and be big, famous radio talk show host.
Yeah.
But because it's something that you're passionate about and something that you want to do.
Well, and that makes sense, and that's really, really what Ghostly Talk is, because I was actually talking to a listener, somebody last night, as a matter of fact, John's Monty, and you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, we met him.
We met him, that's the one with the book, the Trait Parapsychology by Rene Soudre. Anyway, we were talking to him, and he, I don't know, he seemed to be under the impression that we were, like, making money.
No.
Off of
that's
Ghost
just
God,
what
no.
I slide them.
You know, this is the only. It's like we lose money big time doing Ghostly Talk. This is our, and this is how I explained it to him. It's our hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if my hobby was bowling, and I had to buy all this equipment, and I had to buy those little things that you puff on your hands, and you know, or whatever, and then
resin.
And then resin, yes.
Puff.
Puff on your hands. If I had to buy that stuff and then pay the fees, because you have to pay, evidently it's gotten ridiculous. Like I was on in junior high or even elementary school, I was on some leagues, and it was kind of expensive back then, I thought. But now it's ridiculously expensive to go bowling, to be in a league. I mean, and you have to pay if you don't show up.
Right.
It's big time. This is big stuff. I mean, they've been perfecting this.
Unless you get someone to fill in for you.
Yeah, and then they would have to pay. Mm-hmm. So they get their money. And it's expensive. I was looking at that. It's expensive because my niece got a bowling ball for, not Christmas, but just before Christmas for something, like communion or something. I don't remember something. Anyway, so, but it's expensive to be on a bowling league. If that was my hobby, though, I'd be sinking money into it. I'd be like, yeah, I want to be on three leagues, and I want to bowl 8 times a week. And I mean, because that's what I do with ghost hunting. You know, when we're out in full force, we're out a lot. And so so ghost hunting is my hobby. Ghostly talk, doing ghostly talk is my hobby. And so we dump money into the show. So we're not, you know, getting rich. Believe me.
Don't get us wrong. If you guys want to throw money at us, that'd be great.
Oh, thank you.
I honestly have to say, though, I really wish people could see you when you do this.
No, don't even.
No, no, no,
you know,
no, no,
Scott
no.
L is listening.
I don't care.
He's going to bring that webcam thing over.
Let me finish.
All right.
I really wish people could see you while you're doing this, because the passion that you have for it is so plain and evident on your face. That people wouldn't even...
it was about, you know, like, to tell folks, you know, internet radio is here. Internet radio, we do this every single week, like it or not. We do Ghostly Talk. WPAR does W Paranormal. Florida Ghost Hunters are, wait, what are they? They're not Florida Ghost Hunters. Well, Florida Ghost Hunters do Ghost Talk Radio. The, difficult because of that. I don't know how to listen to internet radio.
That's an excuse.
Yeah, and it's a very weak one nowadays. Download and install Winamp, you're set. Download and install Zinf, ZINF.org, and you're set. Download and install Sonic, you're set. And not only that, you got an MP3 player on your system.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a weak excuse, but it's an excuse and people will use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have written several journal entries. Please, you know, if you're a paranormal webmaster, put up a thing that it's not hard to listen to internet radio and that it exists. You know, and then of course that's what self-promoting in a certain sense. But the difference is the content. I mean, there is content out here. Ghost Tracker Radio, is phenomenal. The W Paranormal is phenomenal. I still like Resmerize. I love Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie, and that's an extremely different show, very different, because it's a mixture of music, and like here we use music as breaks only because we don't have commercials, but we use music as our breaks in order to actually keep some sanity, you know. But it's integrated. Music is integrated into Rich's show, into Crumbs from the Cosmic Cookie. So, and it's always ethereal or eclectic, or it's just in a class of its own. Amazing stuff. And Not gonna happen this week. But, yeah, remote viewing. Awesome stuff. But we'll talk, I'm sure we'll talk enough about that with Aaron Donahue on February 1st.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be my show. I mean, I'll just absolutely love it.
My brain will be fried as usual, like the past two shows with him.
I'll
be able to drive home. I'll be just pondering, and I'll run over a cat or something.
Don't say that.
Dead puppies, remember?
Oh,
dead puppies.
I would prefer that you hit a cat over.
Oh, I think cat owners everywhere are going, wow.
That's okay.
But anyway, there is one thing I can say about remote viewing that will fit in the 4 minutes or so remaining. Here's, I posted an article last night or the night before. An article. I happen to be surfing the internet like I always am. And there was this article on, the Virginia Register, some newspaper. And it talked about a hit. A hit is an accurate, not prediction, but an accurate view or whatever, an accurate session. And a hit that Joe McMonagle got, 23 years earlier. And I first read this article and I thought, well, what do you think I thought? I thought, oh my gosh, this is not news. This is for something 23. So I reread the article from that perspective, right? Maybe they're talking about something new, something, because news in newspapers, because it's an online newspaper, it's supposed to be fresh, it's supposed to be news, newsworthy and stuff like that. And I'm like, this isn't timely, this isn't effective. I reread it, it's still same thing, it's talking about that. And I'm like, well, they did mention a book that came out last year and a book that came out the year before, so maybe it was some kind of, promotion for the book. I don't know, or books. I don't know. But then I reread it again, after having cleared my mind. I reread it, and I'm like, do you know what? This is actually very interesting. It was in the military heading. The heading at the top of the page said military. It was intended for people who follow military stories, or, if you open up your newspaper and turn to a section called military, or something like that. So it's for its target audience is military folks. And it talked about that Joe McMonagle saw the explosion when they freed the Iran hostages or whatever, back when Reagan was president, stuff like that. And I remember that, by the way. I'm old. So they, that's what it was talking about. He saw this explosion and he reported it, or his team reported it, before official word came in about that explosion. So it was a hit. Big hit. Publicized hit. I think it's amazing. Great stuff. Phenomenal remote viewing work there. But why are they reporting it now? I still didn't understand that. But I thought, who cares? Because not only does it raise awareness among military folks or even people who happen across it, people not specifically looking for military news, but people who just run across it. It raises awareness of remote viewing. It also talks about a little tiny bit about the conditions that they had to work under when working Project Stargate and stuff like that. If the question was how many people are in this room or something, and they described the room to a T, I don't remember exactly what the analogy was, but it was something like they described absolutely everything absolutely perfectly, but they didn't say, oh, there's 14 people in that room or whatever it was the question was asked, that was regarded as a myth. Because they're that didn't fall within the parameters or whatever, so that was a myth. And those are really hard working conditions,
Well, so, nobody's perfect.
Right. But what you can do now, Bonnie's perfect.
Oh, well, yeah, that's different.
Yes. But the thing is, the working conditions then, the parameters, you can read into that, the little stories, the little anecdotes that they talk about. You can read into that. You can compare and contrast that to what's being done now. And what's being done now is phenomenal stuff. I combed the Trinity Science website last night. I went through it like crazy. A lot of pages aren't up yet, but Vance, get on that. But the sessions section is absolutely fascinating to me. I look at these pictures. Some are faxes, because some are not done, you know, wherever Vance is. Some are done elsewhere and then faxed to him. Some are actual pieces of paper that have, you know, been scanned in. And you can look at the work, and you can see the results, because they're actually posting lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Winning lottery tickets. They're scanning them in and putting them on the website. They're remote viewing numbers, ahead of, random numbers ahead of time. Amazing stuff, and they said it can't be done. But it's obviously being done.
Oh, yeah.
And but I'd look at the scribbles on those pieces of paper, and I'd wonder, what do these mean? What are these? And obviously, though, the working conditions in modern remote viewing are completely different from the working conditions in Project Stargate. And that's what this article really does mean to the world at this time. And that's why I even posted that news article on ghostlytalk.com about it. It is now 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we gotta end.
This is the end of this edition. My thank you for all your help, Bonnie. Thank you for your help, Will. Kelly and Wayne, I know they're not here in studio anymore, but they're probably like home listening or gonna download the.
We're still trying to drive home because
it's still trying to drive home in the snow. But thanks to them. Thank you all the listeners for tuning in. And Scott L., I'm sure I speak for every listener. We can't wait for you to get better and get back behind a microphone. So, and, oh, yeah, and thanks, Mike from Providence. Thanks for calling in. So, awesome. Thank you, everybody. This has been Ghostly Talk. We're live on Pioneer from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday night. We'll be back again next week with the start of our guest run of guests. And next week we'll start with our first guest, and we'll just go from there and see who we can get on, see if they'll teach us anything. So
sounds good.
Yeah. So I am Doug.
I'm Will.
And I'm Bonnie.
And this has been Ghostly Talk. See y'all next week.
Deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.